polio outbreak, the WHO, Bill Gates, emergency vaccines, and more of the same, by Kit Knightley. Published June 24, 2022. Narrated by Carrie Butler. Polio is on the front pages of British newspapers again, for the first time in decades. What a time to be alive. For those who missed it, 2 days ago the UK government declared a national incident after traces of the polio virus were detected in sewage from North London. Yes, a national incident for traces found in sewage. This is a massive escalation, even compared to the pandemic. COVID and monkeypox at least had the good taste to wait for a single person to actually have the disease, allegedly, before hitting the big red panic button. In a somewhat startling coincidence, just 2 days before the polio in London news broke, Forbes published an article headlined, "There may be a new polio epidemic on its way. If so, what we can do?" It's totally unrelated, talking about a polio-like enterovirus that hasn't yet had a vaccine approved in the U.S., and never mentions London once. The same or similar news hitting headlines around the world for supposedly totally different reasons makes my inner cynic twitch. So, what's going on here? While it may look like polio is suddenly back in the news, it's actually been there longer than you'd think and has been building to this point. The truth is, it all fits into a very predictable pattern. In November of 2020, a new genetically engineered and triple-locked polio vaccine was the first vaccine to be granted emergency use listing by the World Health Organization, despite there being only around 5,000 cases of polio in the world over the last decade. In October 2021, the government of Ukraine declared a biological emergency due to the reemergence of polio, which was blamed on low vaccine uptake. This was steadily reported in back pages of the news for months, culminating in headlines like, "Polio makes a comeback in Ukraine as war halts vaccination campaign," following Russia beginning its special operation. Later, in March of this year, Israel reported they too had a reemergence of polio, after allegedly detecting vaccine-derived polio in the stool of a young girl suffering from paralysis. At this point, the Global Polio Eradication Initiative, the GPEI, started speaking out. GPEI is a project co-funded by the WHO, the US CDC, Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In other words, exactly who you'd expect. Following the reported case in Israel, GPEI released a statement calling for enhanced surveillance. The GPEI partnership urges all health authorities to enhance surveillance for poliovirus and implement enhanced vaccination response to prevent further transmission, so that no child is at risk of lifelong paralysis from a disease that can so easily be prevented. GPEI is committed to assisting the health authorities in their efforts to stop the CVDPV3 outbreak. A month later, in April of this year, using alleged reemergence as a springboard, GPEI called for renewed efforts to combat polio, launching their new strategy and claiming to need a further $4.8 billion in funding. Then in late May, at the WHO's 75th World Health Assembly, global health leaders called for urgent action to end polio once and for all before a unique window of opportunity closes for good. The same week, the WHO's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, addressed the Assembly regarding polio. "Worrying developments in recent months highlight how fragile this process of eradicating polio is. This year, we have the real opportunity to halt wild poliovirus transmission. At the same time, we must respond faster and better to CVDPV outbreaks, to interrupt all transmission by end 2023. Which brings us to June, and scare stories on both sides of the Atlantic warning of low vaccination rates. Note that the WHO report claims the virus entered the UK on someone who received a live vaccination overseas, and the alleged outbreak in Israel is vaccine-derived. Do you see how this works yet? Number 1. The WHO approves emergency use vaccine, bypassing need for trials and safety data. Number 2. A handful of cases of polio are reported, as they are every year. Number 3. Gates, WHO-funded think tank, calls for increased surveillance, meaning more testing, using PCR tests. Number 4. More testing inevitably finds more cases. Number 5. Cases are blamed on the old vaccines. Number 6. New modern and safer vaccines are rolled out. Number 7. Everyone makes a lot of money. In October, at the World Health Summit in Germany, GPEI is launching a pledging moment to try and raise around $5 billion to achieve a polio-free world. Given the headlines, they should pass that mark pretty easily, wouldn't you think? It's interesting to note that market researchers found the polio vaccine market had stagnated through 2020 and 2021 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. No more stagnation now.